This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Pleasant View, Shiawassee County Medical Care Facility. Patient first name is Amelia, A-M-E-L-I-A, last name is Drake, D-R-A-K-E. Date of birth is 8/27/1940. Date of evaluation 10/4/2022. HPI history. Chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of dementia, psychosis, history of present illness. This is 82 years old, divorced female who was admitted here on 7/10/2020 upon transfer from Memorial Healthcare. Patient's chart indicates history of Alzheimer's disease, delusional disorder, diabetes, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, insomnia, history of falls, major depression, and history of COVID-19. Patient was very confused but pleasant during my evaluation. She could not tell me how old she is and how long she has been to this place. She did not know the name of this nursing home. She could not tell me today's day, date, month, season. Patient was started on Risperdal 0.5 milligram three times a day by PCP for management of her delusional thinking. Patient lacked insight into her medical problems. She got tearful talking about her mother being deceased. Patient thought she has one daughter, which is not true. She has a son. I spoke to patient's son, who reports that 4 or 5 years ago she was diagnosed with dementia, which has progressed. Peter's son reports that patient had several falls, further contributed to her cognitive impairment. Patient's son reported that patient comes from a large family. She had six sisters and three brothers, and only three sisters are living. Son reports a patient inquires about his children, and he does not have any children now. Patient acknowledges sometimes feeling down and reports there's not much to do. She denied any auditory or visual hallucinations and reports that she feels safe. Patient could not tell me what kind of work she used to do. Next paragraph, review system, general weakness, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, musculoskeletal, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergy, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse denied, prior psychiatric hospitalization denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship, divorce, number of children, one son. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, review, collateral form and chart, nursing, and phone contact with the patient's son, Ken. Next paragraph, under history and average medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history not known, family history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied, current medications, MAR, reviewed Risperdal 0.5 milligram TID, prescribed by PCP, Ativan 0.5 milligram, twice a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure 140 over 70, pulse 96, respiration 16. Next paragraph, mental health examination general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting in a jury chair, speech normal but has trouble finding words, mood, anxious, thought process confused, associations, illogical, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbance, denied any auditory visual hallucinations, but conversation is out of touch with reality, oriented to self-only memory, recent and remote, impaired frontal knowledge, poor judgment and insight, poor sleep and appetite, fair assessment and plan, Alzheimer's disease with late onset G30.1, number 2 dementia, and diseases classified elsewhere with behavioral disturbance F02.81. Plans continue behavioral interventions, period anticipate patients' needs, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, participation in diversion activities. Number 3, delusional disorder F22. Plans continue risperidone as prescribed. Period consider GDR of risperidone once her condition seems to be more stable. Continue lorazepam as prescribed for management of anxiety and restlessness disposition. Ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Period long-term prognosis for improvement is guarded considering severity of cognitive impairment. Period will follow with you. Procedure code 99304 under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of antipsychotics, benzodiazepines. Risk-benefit statement based on patient's history. Benefits of current medication seems to outweigh risks. Here is no GDR indicated at this time. End of dictation.